Hello?
Hi, Alyssa. It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Notebook Writing Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Alyssa, I got a refund concern on your project, and I wanted to see what the issues are.
Well, I don't really have this issue has been documented. I had a discussion about this already.
I'm sorry, Alyssa, there's a distortion. There's a distortion in the line.
Listen.
I couldn't hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, so originally I came on board with the company because I was guaranteed that I can get to format the book in the manner in which I wanted. I wanted to format it in a certain way, and based on the price I paid, I was told that that could happen, okay? I went through three project managers. Apparently, the first one was fired because he was doing and saying things that he wasn't supposed to, like promises, which I guess included what he told me. See, but that is a problem already. I recently received, then I was told, hey, if you want to do that type of formatting is going to be an extra $2,000. Why would it be an extra $2,000 when I was already told that was going to be an original package?
Mm-hmm. And you and I had a discussion on that then.
Yes, there was a discussion, and I spoke to a supervisor, and I spoke to a supervisor's supervisor, and there was a three-way call, and we had this discussion. So they said it was going to work out that they would put the formatting in place of, they would take out the marketing.
Yes.
So the formatting, they would place it with the marketing. Okay, fine. So I asked for, you asked for the manuscript, I got your manuscript, pictures, got your pictures. I asked for, you know, with the project, you know, what does it look like at this point? I think that was in April or so.
Mm-hmm.
So what I he recently said that they had an issue. They said it was something about a glitch and they couldn't get it. But now they were able to pick it up. They sent it to me, and what I received is definitely not what I asked for. It was actually horrible what I received. And I had already been asking for my refund from before we spoke to them. It was probably February or March. And I only, and I decided, you know what, I gave it a chance. But you know what, I'm disappointed, and I feel like I've been being scammed because you just try to get, if anything, then I got $6,000 out of me by now. If I'd have said, oh, sure. Like, no. So I would like all of my money back, please, and thank you. That is possible. Like, I'm very like that. I don't like the treatment. I don't like the business at all. So, what is the next step?
Okay, Alyssa. First of all, I'm very sorry. I know that it has been a very rocky journey for you working with the company, and I am well aware about the ups and downs because I was connected with the project too at some point when you got dissatisfied on custom formatting, and that's when you and I, we had a word with your husband on the line, and we decided to actually swap some services, marketing services, with custom formatting in order to incorporate that. Now, the last file that you got from Josh, you're saying that it wasn't up to the mark?
No.
What was wrong with it?
And at this point, it was in the same format as when I gave it to you.
Okay, so they did not do the custom formatting on that, correct?
No, they did not. No.
That
yes,
is
correct.
Absurd.
They did not do.
That is absurd because that cannot be the final file. When we had a discussion, we already agreed that the final file would be the one with custom formatting.
All right. At this point, I would just like to have a refund so I can move on.
Okay. I completely understand, Alyssa, and I can go ahead and initiate a refund too. But the problem is that once they sit down to investigate the project, they're going to see that the book is almost completed. Like 80% it's completed, 20% that's remaining is the custom formatting. Okay. And on that basis, they are going to give you a partial refund, which would be very unfair to you. So my personal recommendation, give me 2 to 3 days. Let me provide you a final file with custom format. And let's just get done with it. That's it. If it doesn't work within 3 to 4 days, I'm going to come back to you and I'm going to tell you that, Alyssa, we weren't able to deliver that. I'm going to issue you a refund. So let's just keep it simple. You've spent months on this project, Alyssa. And at this point of time, dropping the ball, I don't think that's wise. But I understand your perception. The reason why you're doing this, it's because you've lost the confidence. You've lost the faith in the company that if we are even going to deliver that book to you, right? So, bottom line, I know that you just want to be done with this entire nightmare that you've been going through. And trust me, Alyssa, I'm speaking to you as a person right now, not as a representative of the company, because I'm connected with your situation. So my personal recommendation to you will be to give me 4 days. Let me work something out in terms of the custom format. And once I deliver that to you, we can be done with the project. And if I can't deliver that to you, I'm going to come back to you and I'll issue you a refund. Fair enough? I'm not asking for months, just a few days.
No. But actually, it would be good. I actually would like it now. I hear you, but no. I would like to be fun now.
Okay, and what about the book? It is almost complete. If you will opt for a refund, whatever work the team has done, they are going to undo that or not provide you ownership rights. So what are we going to do about that?
Excuse me? No, you mean not provide me ownership rights?
No,
run that by me again.
You have the rights to the original manuscript that is unedited, you know, the version that you submitted to us. But when we conclude things at this point of time, the company will not be giving you permission to use the edited file simply because you're taking a refund, right? You don't want the services.
That's fine. That's fine. Oh, that's fine. I understand that.
Okay. All right, Alyssa, I still wish that if I could work this out, and trust me, I have power, I have authority in the company. What a project manager would be able to achieve in a month, I can do that within days. I would still like to give it one last try. And it's not because of anything else. It's just because I have spoken to you before, and I would hate for you to go dissatisfied. That's all there is. At least let me try. If it doesn't work, we already have the option available for a refund. Either way, it's a win-win. Please, Alyssa, give me one last chance. That's it.
Hold on for a moment, please.
Okay.